these devotees, I know that there are so many who are the disciples of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, very senior, but lacking of association, they have been weak. Oh, my object to come to these countries, Western countries and Western countries, to help them especially. Those who were neglected from ISKCON devotees, and they, lacking of association, became so weak, returned to family life, and that lost their some faith in devotional life, not remembering the mantras, Diksha mantra, properly. For them I have come to inspire them again. Don't be weak. Again you should be inspired and come in process. To be happy in this life or other life, there is no other way that Swamiji gave. Only this is the line and this is the process. Chanting and remembering the name of Krishna. What mantra he gave? He gave in the line of no? So not they heard?
They heard, but just one sentence they could not hear.
Yes. Oh. They should know the mantra and Mahamantra he gave. This is not new thing. From very beginning of this world, when it was created, coming, everything, from Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Krishna. And he has invested his whole power, his whole mercy, his whole affluence, everything in this name. Very powerful. Even unwillingly you are taking this name, chanting this name. Oh, you will be strictly be liberated from this world. And if in process you are chanting this name and taking these months, then gradually, beginning from Adav Saddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atha Nartha Nibritti, Bhajan, Kriya Anartha Nibritti, then Nishta, Rushi, Asakti, and then Rati or Bhavi. Surely it will come. Nityananda Prabhu has promised like this. Oh, all the living entity you should hear. I'm responsible. You should chant name loudly and no result, I am responsible for. Surely you will be liberated and you will have great praise. So don't be rich. This is only way. For this, if you are initiated, if you are not initiated, begin from Shraddha. Go to any realized guru, and that will give you a seed of bhakti lata, creeper. Very powerful seed. And you have to try to plant it in your heart. And then get some water of Harikatha, passions of Krishna. Very powerful. And very quickly it will be sprouted. Lips will come. And in the beginning, all kinds of problems, suffering, sorrows, difficulties, everything will go. If you are chanting in process, taking it from any bona fide guru, then surely it will come out. But only that you should not neglect your guru, don't criticize him, and don't make any offense in any devotees who are chanting your name. And thus, very soon you will realize all these things. Like we have some realization about it. Or all your doubts will go away and you will be happy. Jatma samprasidati. This is the promise of Krishna. Of that day, all our Guru Parampara, they are promised. Your heart will be happy. Your soul will be happy. Sukadeva Goswami has also told, Jatma samprasidati. But if you are not following, then it is not fault of name and Guru. Guru gave you, but you don't want that it should sprout. You are not doing anything like this that your name should be sprouted. Come in process. Anyone I see in this Western country, a little knowing something, he came to Gurudev and he began to write books. This is like a hobby. Hobby, very big hobby. He don't know anything, ABCD of all these things. But he wants to make a book. And very soon he wants a position. That I am. What?
Acharya.
Acharya. Not less than. More than Sukadeva Goswami even. I think that all of the devotees have made one book. Don't try to do it. First you should realize all these things. Going, this is chanting, remembering, hearing Hari Katha. And see that, oh, this creeper of Bhakti Lata has given two leaves or not?
Leaves.
And what is that? Kleshagni and Subhadai has come up. I have realized this or not, that my all kinds of problems
have
gone away. Sufferings and everything. And you have realized what? Second,
Subhadaya.
All Subhadaya has come. Always happy, no problem. Then you say, I want that. I should help him in this. Don't try to at once making any book that you should be happy. Don't want to think that I'm a very good preacher. And I'm going to help all others. Then you will drift, you will sink in the ocean of what? Birth and death for always. You cannot help. Oh, he will catch you and
keep you in
both of Andha Jathandai. As a blind person, he has gone to save any
another blind,
not to give a direction. And both of them went in a very deep ditch.
Yeah.
And both died. Don't do like this. Don't do like this. Don't waste your time. You should try to chant more. You have some realization. First, if you want to develop, you should follow Rupa Goswami. Upadesha. First, and you should do daily that I am really practicing or not, following or not. Bacho Vega. Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vego, Dara Pasta Vegam, Pratyahara Prayasasya Prajalpo Nimasya, Utsahat Vishyat, Dhajyat, Tattva Karma Pravartana. Only following the lens of Bhakti, always. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Bhava Sevanam, Archanam, like that. Then try to realize what? Oh, to be a Bhakta like Prahlad Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj, also like Haridas Thakur. Don't, in the beginning, you should not try to go in rag and goofy. Never. First, practice all these things. Be in earth, not jumping in the sky. And thus, following all these things. First you should try to be like Prahlad Maharaj. Also, simultaneously. But Bhat Maharaj, not so much attaching in this world, like Raghunath Das Goswami. He was made return to home by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first day. And he told him, return and go back to home. You should be matured there. Outwardly you should be like householders, like all these things.
Normal.
And then internally always developing your Krishna consciousness. Sthir haiya jaha ghare naho basul. Don't be mad. And there antare kara nishtha, bahiya lok vyavahar. Externally you should do all these things. Try to honor your father, mother, if wife, give honor to your wife also, other children also. But from internally what? Going gradually detaching. And having some attachment with Krishna and bhakti. These are the processes. First you can come to Bharat Maharaj. He was a wealthy person. He was the king, emperor of whole world at that time. And his age was more than 1 lakh years. 1 million.
Around the time.
At that time. And his young age at the 50,000 years. He gave up this world like his tool. And he came to forest. And then he was attached anyhow to a deer. Though he had left his own everything, wealth, reputation, father, mother, wife, children, everything he gave. But he had some mercy, and that mercy was sattvic even. But he was attached to a dear child. And what became? He lost it 3 times, 3 births. But because he was of high class of, he had come to at the stage of Rati, that is why he was saved. He again returned back. But you are not of that distinction. If you are coming from sannyasi brahmachari to again, it is very hard. And with attachment. Fearing always, and again, like this. Charvit charvanana. What is charvit charvanana? Your father, your grandfather has
chewed.
Your father chewed. Your mother, your grandmother, every. Same thing. Like dogs. You know dogs? Sometimes they have some bones, dry bones. And they take it in their mouth. And they begin to taste it. And looking towards other dogs, they go into a very deep ditch. Ditch?
Yeah. Hole in the ground.
And they think that any dog is not seen. And very patiently they chew it. And they chew in such a way that their own blood comes. And they taste, very salty, very tasteful. Salty, you know, badam. And nuts. More than that, salt. Like a juice, salty juice. But there is nothing in that. And if any
other dog
will look after that, or attack, so many, 10, 15, 20 dogs will follow it. And then they will bite him. And then he will be helpless. And then he will give up there and he will look. Taking his leg, tail, and he will leave like. And others who will take, all will attack. There is nothing, no rush. Nothing. But they will think that, we will take in place of anything. Very sweet. So your father has, grandfather has to wait. Your mother and his grandfather, mother, they all have it. But again, they will tell you that you should marry. I want to see a grandson. Oh, before death I want that you have a child. If 4-5, then more better. I want to see the son of my grandson.
Great grand.
This is given. Anyone not happy? Even being a devotee, they have so much joy. They want what? Lust. This lust is chewed from your grandfather and from origin of this history of this world creation. But even not satisfied, you should try to what? Give a lesson to your
mind. Uncontrolled mind.
Then utsahat nishyat dharyat tattat karma prabhasana. You should always engage with mind. If there is no test, again you should do it. Chant and remember and hear Hari Katha from superior. Always try to serve them. You should always try to give honor to the devotees with so many ranks, stages, in so many ways. If junior Kanishtha, he should be respected like Kanishtha. Madhyam like Madhyam. And Uttam like Uttam. But who are Uttam? Always chanting and remembering the Krishna name and pastimes of Krishna with heart. Arthakaliya Leela, which is the aim and object of our sadhana, then give your heart and everything. And you should sati and hear. This is the process. And then Rupa Goswami has told last. तन्नार्मुरूपचरितादि सुकृत्तनानु क्रमेण रसना मनसीनि तिष्ठन् भजे तदानुरागि जनानुगामि कामलं नैद गिलाम इत्युपदेशम्. This is the essence of all advice. No need of book. तन्नार्मुरूपचरितादि सुकृत्तनानु. Are they chanting them?
The essence of all advice.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pada in Upadesamrita has given the essence of all advice in the 8th verse, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu, that one should utilize his full time, 24 hours a day, in very carefully remembering the divine name, the form, the qualities, and the pastimes of Krishna. And in this way, one should gradually absorb the tongue and the mind in this process of anukirtan, hearing first and then chanting according to the process of hearing from qualified Vaishnavas. And in addition to this, tishtan braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nayeda kilam ityupadesa saram. One should be in braj. Physically, one should be in braj. And by heart, one should be in transcendental braj. And there, in transcendental braj, one should perform service to Krishna under the guidance of those devotees who are deeply attached to his service.
So if anyone doing like this, he can never fall. Never. But those who have false about that I should preach, but they have no any qualification, not realize anything. Whole life they will preach, but always falling. There is no realization anything. They are thinking that, false ego, that I can help all. How can they? They have no faith in them. Even 16 rounds they cannot chant with heart. They can chant 16, but not with chanting, remembering, like this is look, it has been told. Mind will be always in Vrindavan. Always in the guidance of any high class of Rasi and Tattagya devotee. And chanting and remembering the pastimes of Krishna. He has no time, even a minute, that his mind will go here and there. Now you can judge yourself that what your mind is doing and what your tongue is doing and where is your devotion. Always problem. So you should try to. Especially, you should sit down at a place in morning and chant name six existing round without without fact and without what no working, nothing. Not mind here and there. Like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like this. Or some results will come. You'll be very strong like this. And all will
respect you.
Respect you, and they will learn how to chant and remember. Then you'll be strong. And then you can follow manashiksha to have braj prem. Yadi chera vasam prajibhu prati janam yadanda tachet paritara. Like this. Sarupam se rupam sarvajat
anam.
Then like Raghunath Das Goswami has written. This is the way of that braj prem you can. So you should try to do. First I am coming to Bhart Maharaj. Can you speak about Bhart Maharaj? Very brief. He has a guru like that. And that is why he realizes.
So, Bhart Maharaj, as was explained, so he left his kingdom and he went to...
You can be very careful. Bhart Maharaj left his home, wife, children, wealth, even kingdom, everything. And he came and he told like that. He was attracted to any deer. But he was not thinking that I am doing wrong. He was justifying all these things. Oh, this deer. I am so fortunate to have this deer. Or even earth is fortunate to have the lot of feet of this deer. Where he keeps his feet. Oh, it becomes so pure that any fire sacrifice can be done here. More than that. And where he takes water, it becomes like more than Ganga. Pure like Yamuna. And the fragrance of deer. Oh, very pure, purifies the heart. So I am lucky to have a deer like that. If anyone will come and tell him that you are doing not good, you are going towards destruction, your bhakti will go away. Oh, you don't know, you should take the feet dust of this deer. So if any guru or devotees are warning you not to do like that, oh, Prabhu, he is very good devotee. I want to marry. He was sannyasi, but even he wanted, this girl is very devotee. He can, help me so much that I will be able to do so much bhakti. I will progress. Like this. He will justify this all things. If, whether they are going to help, they will not listen their Gurudev, not high devotees. They will be more and more entangled and they will just, I am doing well. My Gurudev is wrong here. He is Gurudev, but sometimes he takes not good decisions. He cannot. Because he is not so intelligent. He is intelligent in only transcendental things, but in worldly things he
doesn't
can.
Know.
No, that's not. Like this. You should not think like this. He is expert in everything. This is not first time that you are coming to this world and making boyfriend and girlfriend and this lust coming. This is not first time. I think that,
lack.
Without counting.
Innumerable.
You have tested all these things. And you have come, but not satisfied. This is chewing joy. So you should learn all these things. Don't deviate. If you are brahmachari, chanting, remembering, and serving Gurudev, why is this idea will come? This worldly desire will come to serve worldly things. Why it will come? A brahmachari, for a renounced sannyasi, why it should come? It should never come. It means there is some loopholes and weakness there. And he justifies that I am doing well. He will justify. So don't try it. And what became after that? Very brief. You should also be careful that if anyone is doing so much attached to this world, at the time of death, that remembrance is bound to come. What I told?
In this world, everything that we do, everywhere we go, whatever we see and hear and touch and all sense objects, they are all collected by our senses and they accumulate within the mind. So when the time of death comes, then those things to which we have attachment, they must come in our heart and we'll attain a destination accordingly.
As in dream, you cannot control your mind and activities. No? You are controlled at that time by your remembrance there. You are helpless. You are doing so many bad things, but you cannot control. So, this stage comes at the time of death. You cannot control anything. You will be controlled by your past actions and its results. And you are bound to at that time, chant. You may come in coma, but what? Remembrance will be there. And we will remember all the things. And when you are remembering, according to your remembrance, you will be
born again.
But in that, according to that, it may be that you are remembering your wife, you will be lady. If you are husband, like husband, any girlfriend, boyfriend, or any wicked things, very bad things. And you may be at that serpent. If you are cruel and cruelty is coming on at that time, you may be lion, tiger, ferocious, all these things. If you are in anger, you may be like snakes. Without reason, you will do hisses and to bite others. Like if you have criticized any Vaishnav, then you will be dog. And seeing anyone, you will bark like that. How? Like this. No. So you will bark and criticize others. So your life will be ruined. And if you are chanting and remembering the pastimes of Krishna and his associates, then very easily, where you will go? You will take a birth up in very high class of devotee. You may come in the womb of any Braj Gopi there, and you will be associate of Krishna. So this is process. If you are at that time, at the date of time, if you are remembering bad things, you will be bad. And if you are remembering good things, but you are bound to think what you have done in past. Even you are chanting and remembering whole life, it is not certainty that you will remember Krishna. Very, very rare. So you should try to do it. Follow. Don't try to cheat Krishna, Krishna name, your guru and devotees. Be very sincere. Don't be what? Bring your duplicity. Rajniti,
politics,
it will not work there. So you should try it. Then what became? Bhat Maharaj, third.
So then, leaving the body of the deer, he took birth in a Brahmin family. And he was so.
Remember. Because you are not like Bhat Maharaj. So he remembered and then he quickly
made up his mind.
Quickly he
survived.
वो उस छेदों को बंद कर दिया
लूपहोल
दैट ही हैज डन मिस्टेक इन हिज पास्ट लाइफ गॉन
सो ही वाज सो डिटरमिन्ड नॉट टू मेक द सेम मिस्टेक्स अगेन दैट ही बिहेव्ड लाइक अ मैड पर्सन सो इन दिस लाइफ ही हैज बिकम नोन एज जड बर्ड जड मींस डम्ब डल एज इफ ही कैनॉट स्पीक ही कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड एनीथिंग
श्रीमद् भागवतम The life history of Bharat Maharaj. So many teachings. He told to
Rohugan,
and he heard all these things, and he admitted, and he began to follow him. But we think that we are devotees, pure devotees. No necessity of going in the association of Bharat. High class of devotee. Oh, myself, I am very high class of devotee. I am preaching, I am doing, I am writing books. So many things are there. Huh? Never chanted, never remembered, having no realization. But they will never think the necessity of going to any high class of association. This is the main problem in this world. If you are realizing this, that we should go to any high class of devotee, associate and follow, keeping up all kinds of our false ego, then quickly you will advance. And then you will come in the line of Prahlad Maharaj. Any kind of problem coming, and you are chanting, and Krishna is always serving you. Then no any problem will come. He will be out of problem. And then read Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Tomorrow we will proceed for other places. I have no time to tell about Chaitanya Chaitamrita, about Raghunath Das Goswami, the teaching Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu was in Godavari with
Raya
Ramananda. Oh, how class, high class of associations there. We think that we have so many volumes of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, we can read, no need of all these things. But that is not okay. All are in lock and key is with high class of devotees. You cannot learn anything. I have seen that so many renounced persons, they distributed lakhs and lakhs books. Yeah. And their name came into the list of
Guinness book.
That he is the first person in this European country and he is the first person that who distributed book in tall in America, in India he is in the here. nothing. Give up all pride. And then you should read Chaitanya Charitamrita in the guidance of a high class of. Then you should think that what is the aim and object of our life and all our practice. And then what process should be taken. In what way we should chant and remember. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling to Sarupa and Damodar, ki rupe naam leile prem upajaya. Or rupe and sarup namodar, you should hear. In what way we should try to take name, in what process, then Krishna Braj Prem will come. Tina dapi suni kena, taro rapi isaishmara, amanina manri, kirtanina, gaur prema. Oh, you should do a kirtan and just you should.
I cannot think that he's a preacher. He has no realization. On the other hand, you ask us to preach and to speak. So how can we reconcile?
I know that this person, this lady devotee, can preach something like postman. Taking letters and envelope and money orders. And she can distribute in this way. No false ego. That this money is mine, this letter is mine. In this way.
Postman.
What value is it, though, when conditioned souls like us
preach? Very powerful impression will come, and you will have taste in association, and that will end. Oh, you see that you are going to distribute some money? Oh, how he collected so much money. So I should collect money like this. And then you will go to your Gurudev, and then this money of Krishna Prem, you will try to achieve it gradually in this way. Yes, sir.
Go try and
What? First of all, my thousands and thousands of humble obeisance in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru. Nitya Lila Pravishyam Vishnu Bhashishman Bhakti Prajnan Keshavushan Nara. And into the lotus feet of my Sishya Guru, Sishya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I am very happy to come to Bristol and see Raghunatha Bhatta and his wife. So much thanks to them, my hearty blessings to them. They are preaching so well here. They have invited all the devotees from Birmingham here and there, and all are assembled here. What is your preaching? We see that world has advanced from a stone age, from even more before prosper age, stone age, then iron age, then silver age. Now has reached to computer. When your intention of going on in medical science, you know, in cooking science also, in transportation and communication, very strange and wonderful invention of coming. Now aeroplane more fixed than sound also, they can go to prepare. Also from here we can see India any moment. Cricket played here and there, basketball here and there, we can see. But who is telling? We can see him and speaking. So world has so much advanced. But we see that also the back root of these inventions, though they have come closer, whole world now. And they are all trying to make this world happy. Everyone wants to make happy. But we see that any money is not happy. When in that they call it a stone age, there was never any stone age. I think that was golden age. When creation was done, all were happy. No big palatial buildings, but all hearts were together with love and affection. We know how Bhart Maharaj, we know Prahlad Maharaj, how they were happy. We know the Ram Rajya, the kingdom of Ram, all their happy. Especially, wife and husband's relation was so hard. Never they divorce. Relation between brothers and brothers, brother and brother, sister, and all were so lovely and affectionate. Now though we are all closer and closer, but these things, the love and affection, has gone away. Especially now in this age, this is called Kali Yuga. All are busy to maintain their only this body, thinking that this body is myself. So if in this world anyone is so happy, some are happy with all these things, very good financial buildings, high living and all these things, even why is so dukkha there? Why? If he is unhappy with dogs and wine and with all these things, then why he should do bhajan? I want to clear it. So first I want that Urukam Prabhu should speak about this. If anyone is happy with all these things, with dogs and all wine and things, then why we need to do bhajan? Come on and speak something with very strong. You should come on here, on the stage, and you should sit and
with
a very bold voice. You can see. We should come to 500 prior to this time.
About years ago.
Right to in this, about 500 years before, everywhere there were going wars. In India, in England, in France, Italy, America, everywhere. They wanted freedom. That if we will have freedom, we will be free, and we will be happy. So many wars here. I have heard of a war of roses here and there, so many. Fine, that is will free. But by that war, they became free or not, this is the question. India has become now free. Britain has left it. Are they happy? Spain has given him so many what? Republican
colonies.
England he was
United Kingdom.
Like United Kingdom. But where now? What is free? Only this independence will not give the transcendental this independence. We are more unhappy now. Again war, here and there, all are quarreling. Even wife and husbands are not happy, they are quarreling. Sons are quarreling. Little boy I heard in America, they have gun and shooted so many children. For no reason. Why all this happening? This is the sign of symptom of advancement? I think not. That where we are? So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He told, this is the not process of being happiness. By wealth, by position, by drinking, by smoking, by taking just a sword, by singing, by making merry, they cannot be happy. So what he did? He gave all positions. And he took only door and coffin. Door coffin means?
Loincloth.
And he left everything. And chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
He surrendered to Krishna. Though he was Krishna, but was getting instruction for others. If you are not surrendering to Supreme Personality, Rationality of God, through your Guru, Transcendental Master,